What do you typically see in a patient you give grass bearcase to? How is it administered? And how often is it usually used, just once, or do you have to sometimes use it more than once?
Yeah, the manufacturer recommendations and the FDA approval or the recommendations suggest weight-based dosing, 0.2 milligrams per kilogram per day for 5 days. In Europe, it can be used up to 7 days as determined by the physician. But so in the United States, for 5 days. So if you take a 70 kilogram person or patient, they're getting upwards of 10 to 14 milligrams per day for 5 days. That's quite a bit of drug. And this is a, you know, obviously a fairly new therapy. It's a very expensive therapy. It's probably one of the more expensive supportive care drugs that we have in the oncology realm. And so since then, there have been numerous studies looking at fixed dosing, just one-time dose. And this can range anywhere from 3 milligrams up to 7.5 milligrams. And what's been shown is that the most recent I'll cite is a study in 2013, a meta-analysis of about 10 studies. Again, only two of these were prospective. It was about 250 or 260 patients total. And what they compared was the product label dosing of rasbircase versus one-time fixed dosing versus allopurinol. And what they found was that rasbircase, no matter how you dosed it, was much more effective than allopurinol in decreasing serum uric acid levels. So that's no big surprise. I think what was interesting, though, in this meta-analysis is that even 6 milligrams or 7.5 milligrams one-time dose was just as effective in lowering uric acid levels compared to weight-based dosing for 5 days. So this has got significant economic implications, right? This is an expensive drug. If a 5-day course can run anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000, if you're doing a fixed dose, anywhere from 3 to 7.5 milligrams, it would cost you somewhere between $2,000 to $4,500. And if you multiply that by the number of patients that actually get this drug in a year, that is a significant cost savings. And more importantly, less chance of adverse effects on the patient. You can get hypersensitivity to the drug with repeat dosing. Patients who have G6PD deficiency, you cannot use the drug, and so they're at risk of getting methemoglobinemia and hemolytic anemia. So it's safer for the patient, it's significantly in cost savings. And so what we do at our institution now is we have strict guidelines that we can only use this in patients who have high risk of lysis, and we give a fixed 3 milligram dose, which can be repeated based on serial lab testing.
So how long do you wait before you decide whether to repeat it?
We do it the next day or the day after. Yeah, the onset of action is fairly quick with this drug. Within 4 hours, you'll start to see a decline in uric acid. The half-life's anywhere from 17 to 21 hours. So you will see a rapid, durable response with one-time dose of rasbircase. But in severe cases, you may have to repeat it, and it's been reported upwards of 20% of patients may require a repeat dose.
What about tolerability issues with the rasbircase? You mentioned reactions. What kind of reactions do you see? Any other side effects?
Yeah, it's pretty well tolerated for the most part. Headaches, some GI, mild GI discomfort sometimes with the drug. But the more important issues really are hypersensitivity reactions, as well as patients who have G6PD deficiency. Because as with any drug that's an oxidizing agent, it converts ferrous to ferric, or iron. It converts it from the ferrous state to the ferric state, and therefore heme is less able to bind to oxygen. Patients become hypoxic, cyanotic. It can lead to a hemolytic anemia at that point.
What about the issue of actual measurement of uric acid in patients who received rasbircase? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, and so that's certainly an issue, because when you draw the blood, the rasbircase is still active in the test tube. So what's recommended is that the test tube is placed on ice and it's taken to the lab fairly quickly and for analysis done fairly quickly as well. Otherwise, you will get falsely low levels of uric acid in the blood.